Welcome to Commercial Real Estate Investing. I'm Tim Diesel, and today I'm answering a question. What is the way to follow trends? You can always go to www.dieselcommercial.com and check out all kinds of different articles I put up there. And if you want to reach out to me for any reason, you can do that on there. Just let us know. We'll get you taken care of. So first, let me state that this question was rephrased by me. And the original question was, what should I be investing in now? So by answering this question, it will cover the basics of the trends to follow, in my opinion. Now, the easiest way to follow trends in real estate is to keep an eye on lending, right? We've all heard this before, follow the money. This is what starts any trend most of the time, in my opinion. Because the banks are giving favorable terms and rates on hotels, for example, everybody's going to go into hotels. They're going to entice them to seek out hotel loans. Now, I'm using hotels as an example. Right now, hotels are not a good loan. But let's just suppose they needed more hotels in their portfolio. They would give you a higher, maybe a LTV, a loan-to-value rate would be much more. The interest rates would be considerably less. And they would do things of that nature, just anything to prop up those loans more as opposed to office buildings or whatever the category is. Then many investors will go out and try to get hotels. They'll try to acquire hotels everywhere. And this is very common, but investors are usually late to the party. Now, banks started going heavy on fix and flip loans, right? When a flood of investors got involved, many of the properties rose pretty much overnight. They rose in value, diminishing profits. And I usually meet with bankers and brokers regularly. I want to keep my finger on the pulse of what is happening. Many cases, it's not for me. It's more for my clients. I want to make sure they're getting into good programs. I don't want to see anybody in a three-year ARM deal that, or maybe, I don't know, a five-year interest only. And if the rate goes up too much, it'll ruin their deal and just be catastrophic for their portfolio. Well, most of us know that rates have been declining, which is a good thing for investors for the most part. But every bank has their specialty loan type or asset class that they prefer. It's the financing they like. Probably, let's say they like multifamily in their portfolio and not very much retail. This doesn't mean they won't do your deal. It just means they are going to be more likely to offer exceptions and more likely to be lenient on those deals as opposed to whatever else there. So if they like offices, they're going to give you better terms, better rates on office as opposed to retail, for example. So maybe on a retail deal, they'll only go up to 70%. And if office is what they want, they'll go up to 80%. And whatever, however those terms work out, obviously every bank is different. Those are just examples. And most of the time, banks, they generally like owner-user loans. So if a guy is a plumber, he's buying a building that is a plumbing business, and that's where his business is going to be in the building. Typically, that's what they prefer because their thinking is those types of loans are more reliable than an investment loan for a retail building. Now, they have a formula, I'm sure, but I don't know exactly what it is. So, or how it works. Now, I've heard from several bankers that lending is tightening up in certain sectors. So because of late pays, unfortunately, I didn't take specifics, but that's usually when banks start to shift their programs around, that's when it's not a good thing. Otherwise, they just keep getting more and more aggressive, right? So quick story, I once had a client and he was involved in multiple types of real estate projects. Usually this is uncommon. Most of the time, multifamily investors stick to multifamily. Same with retail, they stick to retail. But this gentleman, he was all over the place. And he pretty much told me he invests where the easiest point of entry is for him. So if he's noticing assisted living facilities are much easier, then he's going to look for that specific asset type. So I pretty much learned that as an investor, sometimes it's not a bad thing to take what they give you, right? Because you just never know what kind of opportunities are there. What I want you to focus on, though, is trends. Usually follow lending, but not always, but for the most part. My thinking is retail will be a huge opportunity, but the banks don't like retail at this given time. And they don't want to give investment retail loans more than, I don't know, 70% or 75%. Now that could change. I really don't know. But for the most part, if you're driving by your neighborhood and you see new car washes popping up everywhere, could be there's a bank out there or banks and they're giving loans for that specific use, right? Or it could mean somebody just has a ton of cash and they want to just open something, whatever it is, a bunch of car washes, and put the majority of their money at risk. The more likely scenario is banks are lending in that category. So keep your eyes open around your particular market and what the banks are doing. Talk to brokers and bankers and ask them what they're seeing in the marketplace. That'll usually give you a good idea of how things are shifting and what you should look to do. I hope that was helpful. I'm at Tim J. Diesel. If you want to reach out to me, please visit my YouTube channel and subscribe. Go to my website, timdiesel.com, if you still haven't downloaded your Investor Blueprint Guide. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week.